Majority of players had good years, and that's what it takes to win a pennant.
That was the voice of Junior Gilliam, star infielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and this is Tops in Sports, a production of the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rowe. You have just heard Jim Gilliam express his own philosophy on the winning of Major League pennants. We'll hear more on that subject and on Gilliam's personal career in just a moment. But first, this interesting message.
Jerry Barnes and his collegiate combo will be back in just 5 minutes.
Good set, Jerry. Smoke?
Yeah, sure.
Mind still on the United States Air Force when you graduate, huh?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about it. And if I can qualify for officer's training school, it's the career I want.
A career in the Air Force has a lot to offer, I guess.
Everything I want. Chance for advanced scientific study. Engineering. Rockets. Plus knowing that what you do is important and really counts.
Where can I find out some more about the Air Force?
If you qualify, you will find a vital, rewarding career as an officer in the United States Air Force. See your local Air Force recruiter. Talk with him. See if you measure up as a candidate for officer training school in the United States Air Force, the Aerospace Team.
Junior Gilliam, you are what is known in baseball as a utility regular. That is, you don't play one position steadily, but you're always in the lineup. Which one position do you feel the most comfortable at, Jim?
Well, I would say second base because I played it longer and I know a little more about the position. But the last 2 or 3 years, I played quite a bit of third base, and I began to like that pretty well.
And that was a strange thing about your moving to third base. Many experts were surprised. They didn't believe that you could make the long throw. Did they underestimate your arm, or did you develop a knack of getting the throw off in a hurry?
No, I don't think they underestimated my arm. At second base, you got a snap throw. At third base, you got a little more time, and you throw the ball overhand a lot. And I never did throw the ball overhanded too much when I was playing second base, and they never did see me throw the ball too much like that.
Well, Jim, there was considerable disappointment in the Dodger finish last year. A lot of folks thought that they were going to win the pennant. What, in your opinion, was the main reason for this failure?
It was a number of things. The pitching, the hitting, we made a lot of little mistakes. When you don't win a pennant, there's a number of things can happen. Too many players had bad years or things like that. But no one is never supposed to win the pennant. In my estimation, the team that wins is supposed to win it. And I just have to say it wasn't our year.
Well, Jim, looking back at the Cincinnati club, which won the pennant last year, do you actually believe that it was a better club than the Dodgers?
I can't say they were actually the better club than we were, but they seemed to got the hitting at the right time and the good pitching at the right time. They had a great year from Jay and Perky and O'Toole and Freeze. They just had a majority of players had good years, and that's what it takes to win a pennant.
Well, looking over the 1962 Dodger roster, Jim, I see where about half of the men are 6'2" and over. Are they trying to build a super race out there or what?
No, they're just having to grow big, those fellas.
And yet, baseball isn't especially a game for big, muscular men, is it?
No, you got to have that coordination and the little know-how.
Well, you certainly have both those characteristics, Jim, especially the know-how of the strike zone.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
That was Junior Gilliam of the Los Angeles Dodgers, fans. And this has been Tops in Sports, brought to you by the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rowe. Tops in Sports is written by Dick Young and produced by Brad Simpson for the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station.
They took the blue from the sky.